Okay, we are up to Daf Lamed, 38, third parak of the Mai. Without further ado, Reb Yirmiyah Baal Komi Reb Ze'era Ma Kepei Rois of Mamish. Okay, so we said yesterday that if you gave your peiros to a guy, so it says in the Mishnah, it's Kepei Rois of, which we translated meant it was like Tevel. Reb Shimon said it was like the Mai. So it's Machlekes Reb Shimon and Natan Kamo. Just to remind you that we said the Pshat, the Machlekes, was only going to come out to a Nafkamino, Lagabe, whether you could charge the coin for the Truma or not. Reb Shimon held you could charge the coin, and Natan Kamo held it was Telavani, means that you had to give it to them for free. Now, the Gemara going on Natan Kamo, Ma Kepei Rois of Mamash. When he said it, that the Peiros that you left by the guy, when you get it back, that it was Kepei Reisav, that it was Tevel. Is it Kepei Reisav Mamish, that it was 100%, no question about it, Tevel, meaning, Poiter Tevel Borer B'Makom Acher, meaning that if I had other Tevel in my Rishos, I could use that to be Pater, it could be Mafresh Menachiv Al-Chiv, it's Mamish like no suffix whatsoever. So, our Gersia is Reb Yirmiyah asked this in front of Reb Ze'era. There's a change in Gersa on Hagoyis Hagro on the side, and he has it that it's Reb Acha asking Reb Chanina. So, if we'll just learn for the sake of simplicity, if we're going to learn like the Gra, so it'll make it easier later on in the Gemara, and you'll see why in a second. So, Malay, so according to our Gersa, it's Reb Ze'era answering back Reb Yirmiyah. According to the Gra, it's Reb Chanina asking back Reb Acha. So he says, Ulochol Deva. So now, the English, the way he explains it is that this is a statement. That he's saying, yes, it is like Tevel. It is like Tevel look for everything. Meaning, yes, you could be mafreshit from Me'achiev al-Achiev. No question about it. According to the Gra, it's, first of all, he changes Ulochol Davar. And he reads it, Bitmiya, Ulochol Davar. Do you possibly think that it's for everything? Of course it's going to be a sophic at some level. It's a doubt. Maybe he didn't change it. Every single Nahri is changes it without question. How could anyone say such a thing? It all sounds ridiculous, right? So it's a Bitmiya, totally different answer. Now, the next line will therefore change based on these Gersos. And it was also without merit that Reb Chanina asked this point against Reb Acha, which the Mefarshim say is referring to a totally different Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think it is. Let's see. In Avodah Zarah, Reb Chanina raised the same question as Reb Yirmiyah did here. And he argued before Rav Acha that it's quite possible the custodian did not exchange the produce. One should not be allowed to separate the tithes as definite. And he sharply critiques Rav Yirmiyah for raising his argument after hearing the same argument that was going on over there without merit. So in other words, the Gemara is basically complaining to him why, according to our Gersa, this is referring to another person that had the arguments over there. And it's not referring to our Gemara over here. According to the Gra's Gersa, it never said Rabbi Yirmiyah Baal Kamei Derb Zeira. It was Rav Acha in front of Rav Chanina. So this is literally referring to our Gemara. That it was and I think there's another change here. Let's see. Even though it says Lo Al Ya'us, the Gra says Perish the Shaper Kabayit, meaning it was a good question. It was without merit, but it was with merit. So it's opposite, but basically it's the same idea here. The question, of course, is what the maskana is. Two gersos and the two mahalchim are going to be totally opposites. Okay, so we have two mahalchim. One is that the question was, is it like Tevel Mamish? The answer is, yes, it is. That's our kosher, the way the English presents it. You have Reb Chaim and the Gra's mahalach and the Gemara, which is, he was saying, there's no way that it could be Madai, and you cannot be Mafresh Menachiv Al-Achiv. And it was a fine question. Okay, let's go on. That's the easiest part of this, Gemara.
All right.
Yep, it only gets worse. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about let's see here. The Gemara is going to address Reb Shimon. Yeah, well, who holds that it's Tamai? Reb Chiya bar Bun b'shem Reb Yosi bar Chanina, le'yomer Reb Shimon ela kedei kuposek. That Reb Shimon, when he's talking about where there's a custodian's box. In other words, like this. If I have a box of Tavuah, and I give my box of Tavuah to the Nakri, so he has a box, so he'll exchange his box for my box, and he may have anyway, and therefore it's the Mai. Now, what about Hifkin at Sloy Shtayim? What if I had two boxes, and he only had one box? Okay? So what are you going to say then? Next page, Laman on base.
Boxes for what? For grinding?
I have a box full of raw material. Okay. I'm giving it to him to grind into flour. I expect him to return the ground flour in the box.
Does it matter if the two boxes match?
I'm assuming that this is a standard. What are they buying? What are you buying junk like this? Boxes, plastic boxes. Home Depot. It's a Home Depot box, which is a standard box, okay? Yeah, let's assume that's the case. So what does it say? It says, Achas Demai, V'Achas Vadai. Now, here, although Vadai until this, if I were to ask you, when the Gemara says, Achas Demai, V'Achas Vadai, if I were to ask you, what does Vadai mean?
Sure.
Vadai Tevel. All of a sudden, they decide to change everything. This is what can drive a person up a wall. Here we presume only one box was exchanged, and hence only one box is the Mai, while one box remains definite, rectified produce. Okay?
So
because remember, I'm the Chaver. I gave two boxes of Musukan Tvua to the Nohri to work on. The Nohri has one box. I'm worried that he exchanged one of my boxes with his box, whatever. And the Femaisha Takat learns completely different than the way the English presents it. But let's leave the Femaisha out of it for now, because it's just going to confuse everything. So we're going to learn the way the English presents it. And it's Achas Vadai and Achas Demai, meaning Reb Shimon is only going to be worried about him switching one of the boxes. We're not going to be afraid that he switched one box and somehow got another box and switched both boxes. That's not considered reasonable. Okay, so let's not assume that.
Which box is he going
to switch? So we don't know. All we know is one box is Vadai and one box is the Mai. So what are you going to do? If you know you have two boxes, one's a Suffolk and one's Vadai, but you don't know which box is which, what are you going to do?
Take one from each.
Take what?
Separate from each.
Well, that's like saying they're both the Mai.
It's subject to rights, isn't it?
You can't be mafresh from one box on the other, correct. What could you do, though, to avoid having to take a double dip? Very simple. Take a third box. Exactly. Take a third box.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Third box.
Take a third box of Vadai. You have to have a Vadai Tevel, right?
Yeah.
And I go ahead and I'm mafresh from that one box.
And
have it in mind. We're all good.
Just make sure.
And I mean mafresh on the one box. You can say, whichever box.
For all of them.
You say, look, I know I have one box is the Mai, and I know one box is Mesukan. So whichever box is the Mai should be Mesukan with this Tevel. And then I'm done. Uh-huh. Now I can eat both boxes. Okay? Yeah, I'm eventually going to eat the third one too, but
yeah, I'm really focused on the two.
What was that?
The second box of Vadai Tevel or Vadai
Mesukan? The way the English translates it at the top here, it's Vadai Mesukan.
It doesn't help you because you have your own.
But it helps only to the extent that you don't have to be mafresh for both boxes.
Right.
Okay? Next. Now the Gemara says, but kayomos, that means that all the boxes are extant, meaning they exist, they're in front of me. But if I've eaten one of the boxes, avol nechol harishona, if the first box is eaten, hashniya demai, then the second one is demai. In other words, like this.
You didn't realize it, that's what happened?
Now, what's going on here on the bottom? He explains it like this. If I gave him the boxes incrementally, meaning I gave him box number one on Monday morning, box number two I gave him on Monday afternoon, someone would assume, or could assume, you know, the Nachri assumes he's going to definitely switch it. Which one will he switch? He'll switch the first one that comes into his possession. So by Monday morning, box number one was already switched. So therefore, box number two was never switched. So if box number one got consumed, you might say, well, Farfalan, the one that was demai is gone, and I don't have to do anything now. Box number two, I'm going to assume, was the second box I gave him, which was not exchanged. And the way I gave it to him was Masukhan, and the way I got it back was Masukhan. So maybe I don't have to do anything. So Kamash and the Gemara, no, demai, it has a look like demai. You cannot assume that the guy changed the first one as soon as he got it. Could be for whatever circumstances prevented him from being able to get to it. And maybe Hitaka only switched the second box and not the first box. So if the first box got consumed, maybe the second box that you got back is really demai. This is what it says over here. You know, you could go to town over here about asking different types of hechitimsis, but that's the simple pshat in the Gemara, okay? Kayoma savlon nefa harishono hashniyah demai. Now, next thing. Not lumi menu meyo b'nei adam meyo se'in b'basachas. So here you have 100 people giving the guy their one saw. We'll stick with my Monday morning marshal. So Monday morning, there's a long line out the door. Each one gives him one saw, one saw, one saw, one saw, one saw, until he has 100 saws in his possession. And now, Monday afternoon, they come back, and they get back their 100 saws, all bevasachas, they get it all at once. Okay, so he pays out all at once to all 100 people, and now all 100 people, so what are you going to say now? Somebody... Remember, the Nachri only had one box. Someone has the box. We don't know who has the box. So what are we going to have to say?
Why?
You have to be machmer. Every one of those 100 people has to be machmer. You can't go bust a rove.
It's not about the rove.
Yeah, you can't bust a rove.
Don't we take the first one?
So he says like...
Can we take the first box?
You got them all back at once. You don't know which is the first box. Okay, let's see what it says over here. Let me get the right footnote here.
Is it a suffix to right?
Five.
Or is it a suffix to rabbana?
Yeah. I think it depends what you hold Nachri's status is. Nachri's status could be that it's the rabbanon. If you hold ein kinyan, then it would be deraisa. It's that's a question. Let's assume it's rabbinic for now. Just 1 second. I want to get over here. Where do we have it? Where's number five? Number six. Number six.
Okay. There's a whole note in the second half of six about the one and still being an issue.
Right. That's what I wanted to show you over here. In the second paragraph of six, let's just do it together. I haven't read it. I don't think I've read it inside. Let me just read inside first at the top. So each one has to be masakin as the mai. So number six, he says like this. In the second paragraph, Yushalmi qualifies the ruling as pertaining only to where all 100 depositors retrieve their deposits simultaneously. Since they got simultaneously, each deposit is considered at the same time. So as such, the mai is a rabbinic prohibition. It cannot be governed by the principle of rabbanon lahakel. We can't possibly rule them all as rectified, right? Because we know that that's not true. For sure, there's one here that's not been rectified. So basically, what that is saying is, in short, in other words, what we're saying is like this. Because it was all retrieved at once, as one, you need to paskin on all 100 at once. Since you know vadai, there is something here that is definitely demai, you can't just say sof jabon lekula, because there's a vadai here. It's not a suffix. There's a vadai one that is demai.
The guy who gave it to still has his. Why does it have to be assumed demai for sure?
Well, the guy paid out all 100.
Right. I thought he had a box and he maybe exchanged it for one.
Yes.
But who says he exchanged it?
We assume that's a given.
That's a given.
Either it's kepeiro according to Tanakama, or it's demai according to Rav Shimon.
Even in a case with 100 to 1.
Yeah, makes no difference. Okay.
Is demai itself considered a suffix, meaning when I buy food from an amaretz.
This is a nakri for us, so remember.
But we're calling it demai. Yes. Din demai.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So a din of demai is it that when Masupuk that
yes.
wasn't taken
yes,
off,
it's
or,
a suffix.
So why can't we say straight seiker here?
There's no straight seiker because you're dining on the whole thing at once.
It's
two paths. They're coming at the same time. That's the case.
It's 100 people coming at once. I think that's what Fanon's saying here. Hence, they all must be treated as demai. If, however, they retrieve their deposits at different times, then each deposit would be considered independently, and they'd be governed by the rule that allows us to rule leniently of cases sacred rabbanon. Okay. That's basically the Yisod Gadol over here. Okay, so now, Nisonim La'odim Echad. Now, if all 100 people gave their one saw to a single individual, right? No. I'm talking about, this is afterwards. So this is we're like individual number 3. Okay, guy, Nokri first, 100 second. This autumn is the third person, right? Now, Kranuli is demai. They've already been established as demai, so therefore, it's not going to help. He's going to still have to. What's exactly the finish over here? Let's see. Let's contrast it, because you're going to see the contrast here.
100 came from one person.
Let's see. That's the next case. Let's say, on the other hand, one person gave 100 saw at different times to the Nahri. Now he took back the 100 saw at the same time. Harishona demai v'hashra v'adai. Now then, in that case, the first one is demai, but the rest are definitely rectified. Again, v'adai is rectified. 11. Like we said, it's logical to assume that he made the exchange at the first opportune moment, and it's probable that it was the first saw that was exchanged when it alone was in the custodian's possession. So therefore, the other 99 saw retain their status as tithe produce. Now, he has a whole question over here. Why that should be? It begs the question: how come when it came to the 100 people, you didn't assume that the first one was exchanged? And even when one person gave 2 boxes, we also said that it may have been the second one that was exchanged. Yet over here, when one person gives it to him, we say that it was assumed to be the first one that exchanged.
Anybody else is coming.
So you're saying because he got it at the same time, you're saying. So in the 2 boxes, you gave it to him simultaneously. If you gave it to him one after the other, you're saying it would be a different din? I don't know if the case in 2 boxes was talking about doctor what's given at once. I don't know if that was true. Let me just check that.
No, you gave it to him one at a time. If you gave it to him the wife, the halakha said
2 boxes of produce, and the custodian had only 1 box of his own produce. Does it say that he gave it?
Well, how else would it be? Why would the case be?
Just one second. Let me just check.
One at a time.
He doesn't say. No, at the bottom. Here on the bottom, of footnote 1 on page 30b1, he does say, the Gemara below discusses a case where a number of saws of produce were deposited, each one at a different time. In that case, the Gemara says, we assume that the first one deposited is Demai, the second one is Mesukin. In our case, however, where only two boxes were deposited, although we assume one is Demai and one is Tithe, we remain with an uncertainty concerning which is which, even if one box was deposited at an earlier time than the other. Okay, so there you have it. The case of the two boxes was even if it was one and then one other one later, and therefore we really have a bona fide question here. Why is it, right? Why is it that over here we assume if one person gave 100 boxes at different times, that we assume that the Nochri exchanged the first box and then the rest, therefore, are Mesukin. And in the case of the two boxes, you gave it at different times, we're Mesupik, which one the Nochri switched. That's the question on the table.
To me, it sounds like, just logically, because that one's much more defined. It's three boxes. It's two and one, so therefore you have a direct suffix. If you have 100, you can sort of say...
The core question, though, is what's the Nochri's behavior? Is he switching as soon as he gets something in-house or not? How do we look at that behavior? Is that a certain thing? If it's not a certain thing, then how come over here by the 100? We are assuming that it's a certain thing. That's the question. So he brings over here an answer. Let's see. We're in 30b2. Myra Fulda answers as follows. Let's see if we can understand what he's saying here. Although I was told not to read footnotes, Avram Schwartz told me, please do not read inside footnotes. That's what he told me.
Who?
Abe told me that, but I'm going to have to violate the rule because I'm not smart enough to say this out loud by heart, okay? My full answer is false. Under normal circumstances, this logic cannot be relied upon, meaning you can't be certain that the first box was the first one exchanged. Perhaps he is unable to do it until later, and so on. It's only when, in any case, this is where it becomes critical. It's only when, in any case, biblical nullification was affected, and it is only by rabbinic decree that we don't rely on the nullification, that we make the lenient assumption that it was the first one to have been exchanged. In other words, if you're talking about something which is a subject or a button to begin with, then you could say that since the whole thing is drabanan, we could do what's called a svar of royin. This you see the svar in other places in Mishnah, so it's called royin. Let's say you have two kupos. One's chulin and one is the truma. And you have one truma here. And it fell into one of the two buckets. We don't know which one. So we could say royin. We look at it as if it for sure fell into the truma one. When do you say it's far like that? If you're dealing with Darabonans. So if it's Darabonan, you could be Makel and say, okay, this one fell in there. They're these kind of Sfaras. Whenever you have a situation which is Darabonan, you could use Sfaras Lahakal. So that's basically what he's saying. If it's from the get-go, you were dealing with a din which was a Darabonan, you could make that assumption. Okay. Accordingly, in the case, now we're going to have to explain what that means. In the case when the... When you had 100 saw by the coast Todian, one person giving 100 saw, the one saw of Demai is biblically nullified by the other 99 saw. So although the Chachamim said you can't rely on Bittul, we can make the assumption that the custodian made the exchange at the first possible moment, and it was the first one that was exchanged. The Gemara says the first one's Demai, and the rest are Mesukin. In the first case, in the case of the two boxes, however, or of 100 people who deposited one saw each and one person who deposited two boxes, then it's not subject to Bittul Midrei Raisa. Because each saw belongs to another person, you can't have nullification combining produce of many people. And in the latter case, because there are equal amounts of Demai and Tithe produce, so you have it's two boxes against one, so you don't have Bittul. So that's basically what his answer is. His answer is, You just in short, all he's saying is, where you had Bittul Darabanan, you had Bittul D'Oraisa, and it's a din d'rabbanan, so then you can assume the first box was exchanged as early as possible. That's basically what he says. Okay. That's footnote. What number is that? 11. It started 11 on the previous page. Okay. So that's what it says. So let me just read it again. Inside. So nothing but one method may a son vatsachas or yishon adumai v'asha avadai neson l'nei v'nei yodam. So if the one person gave to 100 people, kvarnir liyos vadai, so then they're all mesukin and you don't have to worry about it. This last one is actually another problem. So this is a little tricky. And I heard someone else saying the daf and he totally blew by it. He didn't realize. This is a difficult line here, because think about what the Gemara is saying. We're talking about the one guy, he gave 100. The first one is going to be Demai, the rest are going to be Vadai Musukan, right? Now, he goes ahead and he gives all 100, not 99. Talking about he's giving all 100 to 100 people. The Gemara is saying, Kvar Niru Liyos Vadai, they've already been Vadai. Now, where did we say at the end that they're all Vadai? We never said all 100 are Vadai. We said that 99 are Vadai. But the first one was Demai. So why is the Gemara all of a sudden making believe like we're going to ignore that 100th or number one box?
How does it affect the way we see that?
If he gives out 100 to 100 people, what happened to that one box that was Demai? Are we going to assume... What?
Each one of those hundred people that got a box now points the finger at somebody else and says, not mine, must be yours.
Is that what we're saying here? Is that the halacha of Kfar Niru Liyos Vadai? The words aren't correct. It's a false statement. They've already all been Vadai. They haven't all been Vadai. Only 99 were Vadai. The first one was Demai. So don't tell me they were all Vadai. It's very misleading. So 12, he goes to focus on this problem. And, I'm not 100% sure what he says over here. It has to do with Dinam Abitl. I'm not 100% sure what it means. So just leave it as a question. Please see 12 on your own and figure it out. Let's go back to it. It was taught the following. Asu Peres Yisrael Zeh, Ke Peres Goy Zeh Demai. That what? But it was taught, let's see, what's the question over here? That the produce of this Jew is just like this Goy, meaning it's Demai, which means all of the produce is Demai. That's the question. In other words, even the excess amount, why is he saying, this is a question on Rabbi Yossi ben Hanina, right? Rabbi Yossi ben Hanina is the one that said, right, he was the first one. This whole Gemara was Rabbi Yossi ben Hanina, right? So he was saying that the excess was going to be Vadai, right? He said Achas Demai and Achas Vadai. And over here in this Braisa, we're saying that it was all the Peres were Demai. Okay? Even the excess. So if I gave two boxes, you don't say one was Demai and one is Vadai. You say they're both Demai. That seems to be the question. Okay? You understand that? No? Before we said that if you had two boxes and you gave it to the guy who had one box, that we said it's one is Demai and one is Mesukan. This Braisa seems to say, Osu Peres Yisrael Zeh, Ke Peres, Goy Zeh, Demai, that we made all the Peres as if it was Demai. And you don't treat any of the excess. It's excess, I'm calling excess, means beyond the one box that the guy owns. That is not considered Vadak. Okay, they're all Demai. That seems to be the question. So Odhi Lo Amar Reb Shimon Elok Ad Kadei Pasal. So the Gemara says, no, he was only talking about the amount. as far as he wasn't talking about excess beyond what the guy owned. He meant whatever I had, which was equal to the guy's ownership, all that is demai. But if I have more, then he would agree. That's the end of the Gemara. Okay. Now, there's a similar sugya. I just want to mention this. In Chulin, remember the Gemara in Chulin? The Gemara says, Basa Nechira. Basa Nechira. You remember what Basa Nechira is? Basa Nechira means this Basa Shechita. You have to shep an animal then to master the meat. You have to give it a Shechita. But if Shechita is not necessary, then you can do what's called, we know the animal, you could stab the animal. It's called Basa Nechira. Now, if in the Midbar, it was mutter to have Basa Nechira, before they got to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Chulin asked the question, what happens if you had Basa Nechira that you had in the Midbar and you walked into the Eretz Yisrael, is that Basa Nechira going to remain mutter, or do you say, no, now I'm in a new status? So the Rush speaks out over there, my nafkamina, like my havama, that happened one time in history. Why is the Gemara clearing such a shayla? So what the Rush says, it's nageya, if you had, let's say, before the Chacham made a takona that this would, let's say you're holding at the cusp of the takona of Chol Yisrael. I'm giving an example, or pasakum, right? So you had the pas before it was usher. You had it in your bag, in your grocery bag. You go home, turn on the news. Guess what? Beis Din Hagava made a new takona of pasakum was usher. So am I allowed to eat the pasakum since when I bought it, it was mutter? Or do you say that since it's a new takana, so that's the rushes to teretz over there. Here too, there could be that the Gemara's discussions here in the Gemara may be nageya that sugya, because you notice once the one individual got the psak, that it was all vada, that it was mesukan. That's the Gemara says, even though he gives it to 100 people, kfar karnira, that it was given a psak of Musukan, and therefore it doesn't fall off, even though had those 100 individuals gone back in time and gone through the same procedure, it would have been a different psak. Okay? So it's Nageya, those two sugyas.
Shkaya.
Thank you. Call to my good.